Industry 4.0 and Supply Chain Transformation. Industry 4.0 is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as, also known as the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the technological changes, value chain integrations, and new business models development of the 21st century. The changes are driven by customer needs and mass customization requirements and enabled by innovation technologies, connectivity and information technology, IT integration. The declining cost of technology relative to the power it provides has helped create the opportunities for a supply chain where the actual physical movement of a product and the information surrounding the status of the product flow in a single intertwined and interdependent movement. The explosion of big data for a supply chain requires focus. Many organizations have leveraged only a tiny fraction of the data they generate or have access to. The data gathered must be pertinent to enable the organization to turn it into insights about new transformation opportunities or business models that will ultimately drive enhanced performance. Otherwise, the data may become a distraction that makes the investment in digital supply chain technology a waste. Gathering pertinent data and coupling it with predictive or prescriptive analytics capabilities can reduce cost, overall variability, and unexpected shocks from equipment failures. It can also improve reliability and communication to customers. Furthermore, supply chain professionals having the right data and capabilities to form these insights can provide deep, intrinsic job satisfaction that can help drive retention and attraction of top talent. Supply chain transformation technology selection / utilization process. For an organization that does not currently embrace Industry 4.0 technological capabilities, starting to slowly integrate these capabilities into operations without an outlined goal or strategy is unlikely to lead to success. The business literature is filled with accounts of organizations that had a dominant market share but lost it because they were focused solely on their own perceived competitive advantages, even when these may have been disappearing rapidly. For example, organizations such as Kodak or Blockbuster didn't want to cannibalize their mature products and services by investing in a new business model or technology that would compete with their current offerings. Inevitably, competitors will eat your lunch for you if you don't eat it yourself, as new offerings of digital cameras and streaming movies did for Kodak and Blockbuster. Business models must change to fully embrace new capabilities and technologies actually demanded by one's customers. Organizations need to implement these capabilities and technologies quickly, more faster, not less later, and use them to their potential. Selecting and implementing or better leveraging existing technology often requires a multi-step process as part of the transformation. The steps may vary depending on the business. Here is one example of technology transformation that may be employed. Define a vision for the transformation and define goals pursuant to that vision. Evaluate the ability of current systems and resources, in terms of both technology and workforce, to meet the defined vision and goals, and identify gaps. Select a platform to host unified data and processes, including potential use of cloud-based solutions. Develop automated planning processes to align with the selected platform. Select and employ processes to capture and analyze data in real time to meet the defined goals. Train employees to properly use the new technologies and processes. As is the case with any major process improvement project, there are a host of inherent challenges. These may include, but are not limited to, high investment requirements, under-equipped workforce, too much focus on processes and solutions, and not enough on people and change management as essential to success. Potential failure to use real-time data to leverage benefits. Poor integration between new systems and retained systems. Some of these steps must be done internally, determining the vision and goals for the transformation. However, much of this process can use external assistance, for example, a business consultant or organization.